Nikonja tasiezi karanga, uwe hae shagala bagala. Niko tayari kulipa gharama, sitasimama maovu ya kitawala, sitasimama maovu ya kitawala. Ufisadi, ubinafsi, ukabila, kuuza sura wataki kuuza sera. Undugu ni kufaana, sitasimama maovu ya kitawala, sitasimama maovu ya kitawala.
Good morning, welcome to the G's for the goods, for the grand spot where all the G's meet. Once again, we're blessed to meet, and as promised, we're continuing with our series on the lives of men. Basically, it's all about men. This is men's mental health awareness month. And previously, I had mentioned that on today's episode, on our next episode, we're gonna talk about something that people really don't wanna talk about. We're going to talk about pornography, masturbation, addiction, like those two things. Basically, the addiction to pornography and masturbation. A very common problem in men, among men, but it's one of those things you'll never hear conferences being held so that you can talk about this issue, because probably society is promoting this. It's one of those activities that are secretly being pushed behind the scenes. So I'm going to quickly jump into this. We don't have much time. Our time is like limited, probably 30 minutes or so. What is masturbation? What is pornography? And what is addiction, right? Masturbation is basically the act of stimulating one's genitals with one's hands for sexual pleasure. It's basically getting yourself to reach an orgasm using your hands, right? What is pornography? Pornography is printed or visual material containing explicit description or display of sexual organs or activity intended to stimulate one's sexual excitement. Kusema kweli, hii ni ile topic yenye niggas will never want to talk about this. But today, we're going to talk about it. I don't know why society makes it, she can't normalize to me, normalize, but I don't think it's normalizing. It's something that everyone is just keeping as a secret. Most of us, a big majority of guys I know are secretly masturbating or they're into pornography. Like, a very huge percentage. And imefanywa in such a way that kila msee amejiwekea. No one really wants to talk about it, but everyone literally is doing it. But, you know, I don't know if they're willing to take that step. Yeah, to take that step, I'm going through this and this, but it's something that happens. Question is, have I ever done this shit? Probably, yes, probably I have, and let's see. I think for us Kenyans, especially, the problem of porn and masturbation became very pronounced. Especially, ilikuwa pronounced sana during lockdown, 2020. 2020 was like that year that every nigga out there was actually dying, because this time was a period of isolation and seclusion sana. Everyone was back in their homes alone, doing nothing. Well, we were mostly idle. And if I have to make a confession, I'd say the period that I was probably into this shit a lot was 2020. You tell me, COVID, it was bad because when you're in isolation, you are chilling somewhere in Nairobi, na uko somewhere deep in the bundus, mushada uko ndani. And I'm not afraid to talk about this because it's one of those journeys that, well, life has put me through, and finally I saw the light. But during that period, I'd admit, yeah, when I reflect and look back, I was into this shit. For real, I was. For a couple of months, yeah, probably extended to age, so addiction, I guess. It took like a really long time so that I could stop, but eventually overcame it. And so, 2020 was that year. I mean, ukiangalia, there were things like, there are so many brands that were pushing for this thing. We'll go on a Twitter kila mahali, kunyoanga, kunyoanga. You know, there are so many jokes about this. People joke about it. It's like a big joke, right? Like, kunyoanga. But, majama, this is an issue that is so deeply rooted in our society. People don't want to talk about it. People are struggling with it. So many guys out here are struggling with it. Hile two conversations kama hizi, they're quite uncomfortable. They're quite uncomfortable. So, back to our story. Basically, to me, define masturbation and pornography, right? And we've seen, like, why guys do this shit. Okay, we are going to see why guys do this stuff. But, basically, isolation and seclusion, that was, like, number one. That is the number one thing that propels porn and masturbation and the addiction of this whole thing. There's a writer who says that habit, if not resisted, soon becomes necessity. And I feel like these are some of the words that make a lot of sense. Habit, if not resisted, soon becomes a necessity. And nikikumbuka, there are so many things that I've seen. Quite interesting, but I won't mention them. But I know guys who are into this stuff. Guys who've been caught red-handed, like literally red-handed. But let's not talk about that. Why do people do this stuff? And what is the history of porn and basically masturbation as a whole, as a concept? Well, until the 1980s, men had to go to visit adult theaters to watch porn, basically. Kitambo sana. Before this era of internet and everything, porn actors had special theaters. Like, vile kunaona theater yenye, wasi uenda ku act and dance and stuff and do their thing, and you go up there and watch it. And they watch their scripts and everything. They are acting. Sasa kitambo, this thing used to happen in theaters. They were called adult theaters. This is a common Kenya, of course, and stuff. Zini mikuwa majuu. Things like porn and masturbation, pornography, these are things that we've adapted from the West a lot. It's losing touch with the African man in us, Jew. I'm so sure, like, our ancestors were not into this stuff. But then, us, it's a different case. So, until the 1980s, especially in the States, people had to go to adult theaters to just watch this. So, your time, it was shunned upon and condemned. So, walikuwa zita. They used to shun away from men who used to go to these shows. Joel Kwan and in trench coats, you know, wamecheza chini, guys are looking like CIA agents, you know. They are wearing black trenches, they are in their kofias and stuff, you know. Until sasa ikafika age in 1990s. Okay, no. Home videos are the first ones that arrived. Home videos, easy DVDs in ziko kwa manyumba. So wakati DVDs they come up, then in our movie stores they created an adult section. Well, huko Kenya always create adult section, so ukidai ungeenda chini ya maji and talk to this movie guy, by the jamaa, do you have those blue movies? Yeah, they'd understand. That was a thing. So hadi hapo sasa ilikuwa imeanza kuletwa kwa nyumba ndani. Kitambo it was outside the homes. People had to go to theaters. Now the DVDs are here. But now the problem with DVDs is, DVD huwezi toa, okay, in the whole setup ya manyumba kwetu, DVD ilikuwa inakaa sitting room with the big TV over there, sindio? Sasa unge toa DVD huko, alafu upeleke room yako, and then you go watch your stuff, or take your TV, because your time, there would be only one TV in your house, ile ilikuwa inakaa sitting room, the one that your mzae would just sit there and watch every evening. Hakuna venye unge toa usiku, Eti, you know, guys, let me just take this TV to my room and the DVD. No. So up to there, it started becoming a problem in our households. But chini ya maji bado, like, iko pronounced sana juu. Hata ungedai kubaya ungewatch saa ngapi. You were with your family most of the time. And when I look back, my first experience with the first time I got exposed to porn was actually at a neighbor's home. I remember back in the day, this guy was a cousin to my friend. We were like kids at that time. We were, I think, 5, 4, 6 years at maximum. So I remember I was never privileged to have a TV, to be honest, during my early years in life. So I'd go to my neighbors to watch TV. So I remember this Saturday afternoon, we were boys, man. We are there, we want to watch cartoon. But this older cousin, who was like 14, 15, at that point, nakumbuka, a little blue movie, man. Young as we were exposed to that shit. And I think people really don't talk about these things, but when I talk about home videos, that was the era, 2006, for a guy like me, was like 2006, in the time, like exposed to this stuff, and it was through home videos, right? But now, in the 1990s, this is still in the States, in the statistics, the US, in the statistics, the Kenya, of course, Jew. Things like home videos came here in the 2000s, but for them, they were there in like the 80s. And then things like internet were there for them in the 90s, but CC Mefika 2010s. So, let's use these statistics. In the 1990s, internet took off, and then at that point, they became the rise of porn sites now. They grew. Today, more than 25 billion. About scary statistics, more than 25 billion web pages have porn for free. More than 25 billion. Like, when there's a Google too across the internet, and you are most likely to have 25 billion pop ups, then you're going to free porn. You get 25 billion. Although, squeezes me, people have started commercializing it. In as much as it's being commercialized, I hate it commercialized because it is too available. Although there are people who are willing to actually, there are people who pay, not there are people who are willing, but there are people who do pay to get premium content, as they usually put it. But the internet is the thing that has fueled pornography and masturbation addiction to a new level right now, as of now. This is a kila mse anaweza access personally. Unajua kitambo ilikuwa ngumu kufanya stuff juu ni more public, you know, it's in your TV set, uko nayo, uko na CD, but lazima uende kwa DVD mbele ya kila mtu bwana. That's hard. Would you go to an adult theater? Hey, ungeenda, but ukitoka, everyone is like, hey, nigga, huku ndi unakuja kufanya hizi vitu. But now, the age of internet has arrived. You have your phone, you can just Google it ukiwa peke yako, alone in your room, and you can do your thing. Internet has fueled it like nobody's business. So, according to Adult Video News, this is a pornography trade magazine. There are actually things like this out here, pornography trade magazine. 71% of X-rated media is viewed by men alone. 71% of porn in this case is viewed by men alone. 19% is viewed by heterosexual couples, 7% by gay couples, and 2% by women. In this case, the statistics. 71%, which is greater than 50%, of X-rated media is consumed by men alone. Like, wanaume peke yao, consume shit. And because this conversation is about men, we're going to look at that. Yes, women also struggle with this issue, but mostly it's men. 71%, mazio ni percentage kubwa sana. So, into history upon, basically, and the addiction, the actors who are there, there are so many people. It's a big industry. And one thing about big industries that are controlled, they are making billions for people out there, is that they are very controlled. And society will try, okay, these companies will try to push agendas to make it seem like it's a good thing. But in real sense, it's not. And if you should stop, yes, you should stop. Because I'm going to give you reasons why you should stop. Lakini, well, kuongea tu ile mazungumzo yetu ya kawaida, I tell you, like, it's a big industry. And in a field families out there. That's why you Google whether it's right or wrong, you'll always find contradictory statements. There are those who will tell you it is okay. There are those who will tell you it's not okay. But here's the thing. It's not okay. It's something that can mess your life up. For free, I can tell you this. And this is from experience. Probably one of those things no one will ever tell you. No one will be so frank to tell you that this thing can ruin your life. Yes, it can. You're gonna see how. You're going to see how. So, why are guys into this so much? Why is it like 71% of guys are into pornography, and after pornography is definitely masturbation addiction? So, why? First of all, guys are, we are visual beings. Wanaume, we are created in a way that kitu wenye na kustimulate sana ni ile kitu wenye unaona. That thing that you are looking at makes you feel good. Makes you feel good when you see, you know. That's why men like, okay, kuna kwa na hii stuff yenye unapotanga majamaa, they like women who are wearing, who are dressing in a certain way and in appeal to their visual needs. They like seeing stuff. They like seeing the good stuff. That's the thing with guys. So the fact that guys are visual beings to such a high level, it propels, it encourages, it makes it easier for them to consume X-rated content. So before we talk about some of the effects, like why is it wrong? Why will porn and masturbation in the long run become such a negative thing? Before we look at it, it's something I want us to listen to. It's a conversation that Terry Crews had once. So most of us is probably they are familiar with who Terry Crews is. Terry Crews ni msimu wenye ameacted Expendables. The black guy is usually funny. He's acted Everybody Hates Chris. He's an accomplished actor in short. He's a successful person. But he's someone who struggled with this stuff. So I want us to listen to him. Just give us a small perspective of his experience with porn and masturbation addiction, okay? So listen in. And then after that, we're going to look at something else. So for now, just tune in. Skiza hii content yake.
Hey, what's up, Facebook family? How you doing? It's me, Terry Crews, again. I just want to address some things real quick, man. You know, the subject is Dirty Little Secret. And, you know, for years, 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 my dirty little secret was that I was addicted to pornography for years. Now, most of you who are on Facebook are using the internet. And it's kind of crazy because this thing has become a problem. I think it's a worldwide problem. But pornography, it really, really messed up my life in a lot of ways. And, you know, the thing is, it became a thing where I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell anybody. It was a thing that it was my secret. Nobody knew. And that allowed it to grow. And it got bad. And when I say bad, some people deny. They say, hey, man, you know, you can't really be addicted to pornography. There's no way. But I'm going to tell you something. If day turns into night and you are still watching, you probably got a problem. And that was me. It affected everything. I didn't tell my wife, didn't tell my friends. Nobody knew. But the internet allowed that little secret to just stay and grow. And it was something that, you know, my wife was literally like, I don't know you anymore. I'm out of here. And that changed me. I had to change because I realized, yo, this thing is a major, major problem. I literally had to go to rehab for it. And the thing what I found is that by not telling people, it becomes more powerful. But when you tell and when you put it out there in the open, just like I'm doing right now to the whole world, it loses its power. And everybody wants you to keep this little secret. Don't tell anybody. Don't whisper and this and this. I'm telling. And I'm putting it out there. Let me tell you something. You know, I've been free of this thing probably going on 6-7 years now. Thank goodness. But now it's become my battle to help other people who are going through the same thing. Now I know, again, you're on the internet. If you don't have this problem, it's okay. A lot of people don't. But there are a lot of people who can't stop, and I'm here to help you. You can talk to me. Now, some of you may not agree. Please tell me what you think. But my issue was and is with pornography is that it changes the way you think about people. People become objects. People become, you know, body parts. They become things to be used rather than people to be loved. And it really, really, you know, you start to change the way you see people and you start to use people. You start to feel like, you know, you're the man and they're just, you know, whatever. And I had to change my thinking. I had to change what I believed. And once I knew, and once I was aware of what it was doing to me, it changed me. And I knew, I said, I gotta stop this. And I'm gonna tell you this, my wife was like, I'm out. And you know what? I did not get help so that I could get my wife back. I just wanna tell you that. I got help because I needed it. My wife could have decided, I'm gone, and that would have been it. And you know what? Ain't nothing else could have done about it because that was her choice. But she did decide to stay with me because she knew I was repenting. She knew I was going to get help, and she knew I was sorry. Let me tell you something, not enough to just ask forgiveness. It's always, always necessary to make amends, to fix the problem, to do whatever you can to fix the problem. So.
So that's Terry Crews' experience with porn and masturbation addiction. He talks about how it led to him almost losing his family, losing his wife. Basically, if you lost your wife, you've lost a family, definitely. Ini ishwenyewe mazi. Jina nikiripit, ni staff enyo wasi wengi wana struggle na ya, but wasi wako willing kuongea juu ya stuff, like, we just don't want to talk about it. But why should you stop it? Why is it so? There's usually a comparison. Rather, there was a research that was done a few years back, and it was realized that a person on pornography is similar, a brain that is on pornography is similar to that that is on alcohol. Why is it concluded so? Basically, here's the thing. Pornography stimulates dopamine receptors wakili in a similar way that alcohol does. Like, dopamine is the reward hormone enyiko kwa brain yako. Like, whenever you do something meaningful, something important, your brain becomes stimulated. Like, ukikunywa pombe, kuna hiyo reward, unafeel vizuri. Ujisikia, okay, this thing, and unasikianga the older guys in our society telling us that pombe unakunywa wakati unajishukuru. You're proud of yourself for doing something. You've closed over a deal. You know, you've won something somewhere. You just bought a new land. You just bought a new car. They tell you that that is the point you should buy your liquor and drink it, like you're rewarding yourself. You get. So this is the same concept that applies to pornography. When you fap, fapping is the term niliona the white guys use, but sisi wa Kenya ni kunyonga. Ukisha nyonga, once you get to that point of climaxing, your dopamine receptors zinakuwa aroused. It releases a lot of dopamine kwa akili yako. You feel good. Gives you a momentary, for a moment there, utakuwa ukifeel poa sana. You feel rewarded, you feel happy, you feel excited, you know, you feel comfortable. But not just for a second, a minute or two, umeexcite tu dopamine yako, umeharibu akili yako actually. So you mess and fuck up your brain without knowing. And that is the point whereby they say that a brain that is on porn is quite similar to one that is on alcohol. You are both addicted, but to different drugs. Yeah? So what are the effects? What are some of the effects of porn and masturbating in the long run? One, premature ejaculation. Well, the thing with masturbating for a very long time and getting addicted to porn is that you develop chronically, you develop less timing when it comes to release. I mean, probably if you're masturbating and you're watching porn, there's a possibility you are sexually active already. By sexually active is you're involved with someone sexually. You guys have sex. Okay? So the more unaendelea kunyonga, itafika point yenye your ejaculation time inakuwa extremely reduced. Or at times inakuwa extremely heightened, depending on how you do your stuff. So, but the main thing kwanza ni premature ejaculation definitely comes along the way. Ile point yenye, you're having sex, hawezi fika hata dakika tatu mjamaa wangu. You just into the thick of it, unaingia three pumps in, three strokes in, man, you are boom. You get to your point of release. Very common problem, especially among these guys who are nyongaring, they're monkeys out here. So, on the opposite side, there are those people who do it so aggressively. This is a confession from a friend of mine. There's someone who just opened up to me once, and they told me, and they're okay with me sharing this, they told me that they do it so aggressively that when it gets to now, wakipata a real person, yani haizi it becomes so prolonged for them to get to the point of ejaculation. Due, obviously, there's no way a woman's vagina is going to hold it as tight as your hand. You're almost choking it. Yeah? Then there is the other one, which is quite normal, so it can't hold you the same way. So definitely, they don't feel the intimacy the same way. They can't get to a point of ejaculation. This is what leads to guys having rough sex with women. No offense, but yeah, you're not too aggressive, you know, you're just thumping it like you're going to die tomorrow. You might be problem kinyonga sana, man. So really feel this stuff the same way. Can either lead to premature ejaculation, prolonged, abnormally prolonged. Kuna prolonged, which is normal. But then there's abnormally prolonged, ile uwezi, like, you just can't, unless you're watching your stuff. Naget. Like, unless you're on porn, uwezi come. Naget. That's the thing. Leads to things like erectile dysfunction. This occurs when a man cannot get or keep an erection firm enough for sexual intercourse. Juu umezoea kufeed akili yako na ngwati, like, you're into porn a lot and usipocheki stuff. Azi uwezi mbao. These are things I've seen. These are things that most of guys, whatever I mean, show this stuff. Like, these are conversations I've had with guys out here. But I don't know why we don't put it out there so that we can talk about it. Normalize talking about this thing, this disease in our society. But kuna wasee wenye hawezi get hard unless ana watch ngwati. You get, like, before sex, you're like, hey man, can we just watch this thing, ndio tuanze? You think that's normal? That's not fucking normal. It's not. Why are you watching porn so that you can get erect? And then when you get erect, you can't sustain that erection because, well, it's not as stimulating as what you see there. You see, pornography portrays a wrong image of what sex is and what women are. Women are not flawless beings. Vile unaonanga kwa ngwati, slim, thick. She has everything you want. But then you're a woman. Your mama is not that perfect. She's human after all. And they can't look like porn models because these people who are pornographers are actually not pornographers, but porn addicts. They are built for that job. They make themselves look perfect. But your woman is never going to be perfect. So definitely, you'll have a problem maintaining that erection. You, in the middle of your sex intercourse, unakumbuka, by the way, nani was looking fine, but this one isn't looking so good. So definitely erection inaisha. Lead to low sex drive. You unanyonga sana, like, ikifika now to the real thing, you're not interested in it because it doesn't give you the same pleasure. It doesn't give you the same expectations like the other one. So you are no longer interested in sex anymore with your partner. It leads to things like breakdown in relationships. Now, in your story, Terry Crews, umesikia akiongea vile ili mess up his family. And the thing with porn, the more you're into it, the more you are watching it, the more you are masturbating, and I get to a point you lose touch with yourself. And you become a completely different person. To a point and you say, those people who are used to you, they don't see you the same way. Your behavior slowly starts changing. Hadi mtu anaweza kuambia, "Hey, nigga, you're not the same guy in you from back then." And this is common. This is very true. And the thing with porn also, it wastes a lot of your productive energy. Like, there's so much energy in your konayo, but the moment unaingia deep into masturbation and addiction to porn, utakuwa ukispend so much time ukinyonga and just taking care of your dopamine levels. Unajua ume make your reward hormone kukureward ukiwatch this stuff. Unaget? So basically, after some few hours, you want to feel good about yourself. You want to reward yourself. You get? So, kila time unataka kuwa productive, I mean, in the middle of your productivity, you want to, you know, take a few minutes and do this stuff. You get? So your sexual energy, which is your greatest and most potent energy, then it's available to you, inakuwa directed to porn. The guys usually spend a whole day in their rooms locked up, and they're doing their shit. They're masturbating, they're wanking like nobody's business. A whole day, 2 days, a week, a month. And people don't want to talk about it. Still, as in, it's sad. And another thing with porn and masturbation addiction is the fact that it's going to fuel depression and anxiety in our lives. I'm going to share another clip after this. Enye mtasikia msa kiongea juu ya vile ili fuel anxiety kwa life yake. But for real, if you want to lose confidence as in yourself, in what you do, just do this. As in the moment utaingia deep into kunyonga mazi, acha nikuambie kwanza, hauwezi kuwa na confidence. Kwanza uwezi approach mwanzi, hauwezi kabisa. You will feel guilty for what you are doing behind closed doors. Kila time unaangalia watu hivi, you are like, fuck, these guys can actually see what I was doing last night. You get, you become so anxious, you don't want to be around people. And then, the fact that you are going to be in this state of anxiety, definitely anxiety and depression are things that are tied together. Utaanza ku feel depressed mazee, juu una feel like the whole world is just turning up, just ganging up against you. But no, you're the one who's slowly killing yourself. There's a doctor called Gary Brooks, a psychologist. He once said that the more one uses porn, the more lonely they become. It leads to a feeling of depression, loneliness, withdrawal from people. Juu hiyo guilt, it's a guilty pleasure, man. It's a guilty pleasure that you feed yourself. So definitely, get to a point enye unadai tu kukaa peke yako. It destroys your social life because it's going to make you to prefer seclusion and isolation. So you keep to yourself most of the time. Hautaki kukaa na wasee anymore. Like, your social life inakuwa so fucked to a point enye even maintaining conversations is a problem. You get? You see, the thing is, according to psychology, people who don't talk a lot but talk a little bit, like, okay, I'm not, I don't have anything against people who don't talk too much. What I'm trying to say is, ukipata msi mwenye ako so quiet, but they only talk at very specific times. These guys are keeping a secret. And it's going to mess your social life, juu, utakuwa so withdrawn. So you see, this Dr. Brooks anasema, like, the more you fap, maze, the more you get into a space of loneliness. You get? And there's nothing as bad as being lonely, because the moment you are lonely, you are likely to be depressed. These things go hand in hand. You prefer kukaa peke yako, ndio mazee ukifeel uko low, you can just satisfy yourself. You can give yourself a guilty pleasure. You get? It destroys creativity because according... Okay. Nimeanza kuongea too much. Now this is the point where my brain yangu inaenda so fast, but my mouth is just so slow. It destroys creativity because... there's a research that was done and it was discovered that most people who are deep into porn and masturbation addiction, they are very creative guys. To be honest, na hii ni so true. Most of these very creative, smart guys, they are the guys who are struggling with this shit, but they are not willing to do it, to talk about it. Unapata msee ako so creative, anatumia so much of their time engaging in watch porn, kunyonga. They don't have time to do that thing that they are really good at, that thing that they are creative about. Creative in terms of doing, you get? That's the thing. Another thing that really should get you really worried about porn and masturbation addiction is the fact that it is deeply, deeply connected to sexual abuse and violence. Unawatch ngwati, the thing with porn, maze, ukiwatch, unaonanga the kind of the picture that, the unrealistic picture that it paints about women. Women become like objects. They become submissive partners. Like, kazi yao tu ni kufanya chenye master anasema, because the man who is demonstrated there is such a dominant male. Nugget. So, how is it connected to sexual abuse and violence? First of all, according to research, people who watch a lot of porn, who masturbate a lot, are intolerant to victims of things like rape, basically victims of sexual abuse. Like, kumsea ataona dema ameripiwa kwa TV, but aoni kind of big deal. Juu, there's a man, so in their head, they see there's a man who dominated. And I get, this woman is just an object. You get, that's the thing I'm trying to say here. It's connected to sexual, the more you watch, starting from video games, ukiwa mdogo, unajua video games are squeezes, ikona porn ndani. Like, there's a, The kids you're going to raise, unaona game, say anacheza game, but then there's a point in here, these guys, the characters are having sex. Basically, sex is normal, but then watching people have sex is weird as fuck. Now your children are being exposed to such things. They are seeing it from a very early stage in their lives, and they are ruining their brains. By the way, inside that, this stuff in itwanga adult content, lakini wase who consume ni watoi sana. And the more they consume it, they get into this culture of porn and masturbation. To a point enye, unapata msi ka dema adai kukubali kitu ya nadai, because amekuwa kionyesho continuously that he's supposed to be a dominant. This woman is supposed to comply to what I want. What do? They end up raping kids. You get? They end up raping their girlfriends, their lovers, their brothers, their sisters. Unaona? Hiyo ni stuff ina happen. Hiyo ni stuff iko kwa society yetu. It's connected to sexual abuse and violence. Because it paints this image of women being submissive objects. Rather than being humans just like you, who are just sharing your bodies. And lastly, the one thing that porn is going to fuck up in your life is your relationship with God. Because the more you watch porn, it affects your spiritual, it leads to spiritual instability and dryness. Wallahi, wallahi. Misi kata, yes, at some point in my life, nimenyonga mazi. Have been deep into this shit, hiyo time ya COVID, eh? Nilikuwa peke yangu, man. You are secluded as fuck. You are idle, you don't have anything to do. What do? There's the internet, eh? Internet, yes, I have been into this shit. And one thing I know is I'm a very spiritual person. I'm someone who prides themselves in being close to God. I love God, mazi, and I confess his name every day. But during this period, I remember, kulikuwa na kitu inaitwa spiritual dryness ndani yangu. Mazi, najaribu kuomba na shindwa kabisa. That's the thing with porn, mazi. The more unaiwatch, mazi, hata kukomune na God, huwezi kabisa. Huwezi kuwa unawatch nguwati alafu na shika Bible unasoma hivi. Walai, you can't. It becomes so difficult. It leads to spiritual instability. Sometimes you feel like you're close to God. Saa zingine, hauko kabisa. Hauna hiyo consistency. Now get, that's the thing. These are the conversations that we don't want to have, but we have to have them. Okay? So, let's listen to something small, and then we continue. How do you stop? But before we get to how do we stop, let's listen to someone else tell us their experience with porn and masturbation addiction. So, listen.
Okay, group. I will tell you. I was growing like every other regular kid, and there was just one day that I really remember it, and this was the first day when I touched myself. I felt this feeling that we all grown people calling orgasm, and it was something from one side that I really liked and it was enjoyable, but when I continued doing this, I felt this guilt in my heart that I may be doing something wrong, and I want to say that this guilt still didn't left me. I'm 20 years old and I'm still masturbating. Guys, I want to tell you that masturbation broke my life. I was like a regular kid back then, but then this happened. I had this feeling that I can become an inventor. I can like make startups and just be successful in life, but no, I replaced it with a masturbation. I remember that I really was a smart kid that wasn't inventing. Wanted to create something and change the world, but then this bad thing happened to me. Guys, I'm just spending hours, countless hours, watching porn and pushing my dick. I can't stop myself. I'm just relapsing over and over again. I try to stop, but I can't. That's all I wanted to tell you today.
Well, mtazame hiyo quality. Hiyo quality ni kind of crap, but I hope you guys just listen to how this guy opens up about his story. People are crying. People are going through a lot. People are struggling with this stuff. Lakini, hile tu mazee, atukwangi willing kuongea. I get, but me and my show to how do you stop your addiction to porn and masturbation addiction? How do you stop? I just want to give you a breakdown of how I've seen guys overcome. And personally, me, I've been into this, I've been into this shit, and I'm not ashamed. Into my show to kweli, man, this is how it is. I've been here, and I know how you stop. How do you stop? Number one, first you have to remove triggers. You get something that awakens the urge. Zingine unajua 2020 was such a fucked up year for me, because that is the year I lost my dad. I was super depressed. I was super sad. I was just in the trenches. Imagine just losing your dad the same year kuna lockdown, so umepoteza mzazi, uko peke yako, uko stressed, uko depressed, uko lonely, and you just want to feel good. I'm not justifying anything, because it isn't right, but for me, the trigger, what was my trigger? My trigger, I think, was loneliness. That feeling of loneliness, that feeling of emptiness, that feeling of sadness. Because every moment I get that feeling, I used to get that feeling, what do? I'm like, let me just make myself feel good. That was always my trigger. And for me to overcome it, then the first thing I do was to make myself very, very social. Very, very, very super social, to go out there, to spend a lot of time with people. So I don't know what your trigger is. I don't know what awakens the urge that you have in you that makes you want to work. But kill a time you get that urge, just try to eliminate that trigger. Maybe at times your trigger is your social media. Maybe kuna msemo wenye una follow on either Twitter or Instagram who posts something that arouses you. Juu saizi dunia ni so sexual. Our women are just posting half-naked videos out there. And then you find it. Maybe you need your stuff in a click kwa kile yako and your trigger to do it. Maybe it's about time you unfollow that person. Ikibidi mazi ata heri utoke social media. You beating this thing is the greatest gift you can give yourself as a man today. You also have to avoid too much isolation. Mazi usipende kukaa peke yako. Don't. As a man, you are a social being. And then there's an easy to tumeongelea, who is a real man? When we were having such conversations, we used to say that a man is someone who is a communal being. He's someone who stays around people. The moment you embrace too much isolation, trust you me, utanyonga ka fucking. See it nini, you'll do it. You won't have an option. You have to avoid associating with companies that empower your addiction. Okay, this is just not, this is more than just companies. Maybe social media handles and it's in a push for such kind of things. It could be your friends. Have your friends normalized it? If they have, you have to be with people who are of like-minded, who think that this is a problem and we need to fight it. But the moment you are around people who seemingly make it seem normal. They encourage it, tell you like, ah, nah, hii ni kitu kawaida, kila mtu ufanya, walai walai, wezi sari. Let me read for you a Bible verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33. Ni watafutia hapa hivi haraka haraka. This is quite, it's one of those verses that probably kila mzee anajua, but how do you apply it in your life? 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Is it? Yeah. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. As in, ni ile stuff yenye ulikuwa unaambiwanga ukiwa mdogo. Eh, it bad company good ruins good morals. You used to think it is a proverb, right? It's actually a Bible verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33. So, what company are you keeping? Are your friends, are they, how sexual are they, like, in terms of their thoughts? Kuna wale waze unakanga na the whole day wanashinda wakiongea juu ya sex. I've been around such kind of people. The whole day. Ah, so wanashinda wakiongelea. Eh, mazi, unachiki aji ule day, mazi. Then they just, they talk about their fantasies. And the thing with pornography, ni ile inakupea false fantasies. Zinye wezi awezi realistically accomplished. But now, if you find yourself around such people, man, it's about time you just tell them, you tell them they need to stop. Or, if they can't stop, then wedge cut off, mazi. Respectfully, just walk away. Number four, you need to fill your mind and time with productive activities. You just need to invest yourself in something that is productive. Because we've seen, most of these guys who are addicted to this stuff are people who are assumed to be very creative. So, the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 24, it says, idle hands are the devil's workshop. Ah, very interesting. Idle lips are his masterpiece. Are his mouthpiece, sorry. Idle hands are the devil's workshop. Idle lips are his masterpiece. You get? Are his mouthpiece, I mean. So the more idle you are, the more likely your hands will become his workshop. Mkono yako hii itataka kujifurahisha bwana. And then, deep into it, you are an addict. You're struggling with it. So just find a way to invest yourself in something that is more productive. Vile unaweza jijenga. I usually encourage guys, man, instead of being so isolated, unajua kuna times zenye unajipata uko peke yako, una shughuli, especially for guys who are campus. Juu majamaa mko kampo, mazee mnanyonga sana, si eti nini. Juu unapata long holiday uko peke yako, you don't have anything, you're just waiting for school. Mazee, if it's a gym, this is number one thing. One reason I usually encourage guys to hit the gym ni juo, ukienda huko, you use so much energy to a point when you ukirudi and you're alone, you wouldn't have the strength to do it. You wanna direct that energy and you can in excess into something else. Go hit the gym. If you have a business, invest yourself there. If you are a reader, go to the library, read. Just don't be alone, man. Don't be in isolation. Number five, you need to find social support and seek help. Seeking help is like the most difficult part. You need to be a part of something great. Maybe, okay, huku Kenya, kunanga vituka support groups. But umesikia msika Terry Crews anasema he had to go to rehab just to fix himself. It tells you how much or to what extent and to how much sacrifice you have to make so that you can get your life back to how it was. So you need to have social support. Maybe it's in your friends. You can confide in your friends. There are those friends you trust. Wambi mazee mazee, I'm struggling with this. You'll find like, out of every five guys, three of them are probably doing it. 70%. 70% ukiangalia of men, 70% are doing it. It means, probably out of every 10 people, 7. Ukipata like, out of every 10 people, 7 are likely to be masturbating. You get? So, find social support, seek help, talk to people, man. And you need to hold yourself accountable to someone. Accountability makes a big difference. And, in a case when you open up and speak about it, then you become more accountable. You get? Ukisha open up, useme iko hivi na hivi mazi. Imagine you will have to say, hey, by the way, I talked to guys about this and I need to stop. The moment you start holding yourself accountable, you start fixing yourself slowly. You start walking away from these shackles. Lastly, you need to seek spiritual intervention. At times, stuff kama masturbation na hii porn addiction, it's just more than a psychological battle. It's more than a physical battle. It's just more than you holding your monkey and choking it. At times, it's a spiritual war. So, Seek spiritual intervention. Kaa ni pastor wako maze, just go open up, mwambie maze, pastor, this is happening, I'm struggling, please help me. You need to pray about it, you need to talk to God about it. Juu, uzuri utajua hizi vitu ni vitu tumeongelea kutoka mwanzo tukisema aje, iti you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. It means you can beat this addiction through Christ who strengthens you. God tells you, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, thy rod and staff comfort me. He tells you, ata ukigo through whatever you are going through, I'm going to be with you. So, seek spiritual intervention. Talk to God about it. And he's going to fix you. Kusema kweli, saizi dunia pali mefika, wasi wana struggle na addiction ya porn sana, na kunyonga, ni stafenye imekua shida sana. And the funny part, this is not even funny, okay. The part that gets me really worried is the fact that the younger generation is likely to be greatly, greatly affected, even more than us. Forget. Saizi, it's not just an adult issue. It's now become a teenage issue. Juu, ukiangalia from the TV series, zenye tuna watch, unaona watu wengi are encouraged to do this stuff. They are told it's normal, it's a good thing. Eh? But then, in the long run, in stuff to fuck your life up, is going to mess you up. Like nobody's business. And so many people are into this, but unwilling to talk about it. That's why we've had this conversation today. So today, guys, if you are struggling with it, I'm going to tell you, you can beat it. Because personally, I've been there. I've struggled with it for a long time. For 2020, 2021, fixing myself. Until to the point, I just got myself to where I am right now. No one is going to admit that they are doing it. But I'm going to tell you, yes, I have. I want you guys to stop. Do the moment you stop, you're going to fix your life. You're going to get your life back. You're going to get yourself back. You're going to be confident. You're going to have high testosterone levels. Una get. Una feel when you're alpha. But the moment una uwe your monkey killer day, you'll see yourself like a puny that you are. Well, you're not a puny, but at that point when una nyonga man, you're just messing your head. You're messing your brain. So stop. That is the thing that we wanted to talk about today. Overcoming, last time we engaged, we are one of the things that we struggle with, temptation to sexual sin. So, porn, like in the current world, this is the greatest sexual sin. Hatana na hata fornication na sijui nini. Wewe mwenyewe, guys are actually having sex with themselves. Hiyo ndiyo shida yenye tuko nayo saa hii na ndiyo tumeongelea leo. So that's it for today, guys. I don't know what you've picked from this lesson, but I hope it's something positive. So, as you begin your week, guys, be blessed. Be blessed. If you're struggling with this stuff, mimi ni msemoja you can open up to. And I think most of the guys who listen to my podcast are people who know me one way or another. You can always have a way of... It's like kwa DM, as in, niambia una struggle, as in, niko willing kukusaidia. I can be your checkmate. Not like checkmate kwa chess, but like, I'd keep tabs and make sure that you are trying to fix your life. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's a thing that we are all struggling with, most of us, but we can fix it because it's going to be a problem in the long run. So for today, that's it. Be blessed, maze. Keep winning as you start your week. Start strong. Stick to your goals. Keep accomplishing the things that you promised yourself. That's it for today. So be blessed. Yo, Alex. Benachi. Sawa Usinyone nimechaka Unitilie dharau Mimi binadamu Umesahau Unaishi kwa damani Naishi kwa imani Mbele zako mimi sina haki Mbele zako mimi mwenye hadhi Fahamu kuwa Mola ni aliyeniumba mimi na wewe Fahamu kuwa Mola ni aliyeniumba mimi na wewe